First is a friendly reminder that there will be no early morning online meditation on Saturday because it is a day of meditation for humanity and the world. And so we will begin that at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. Please adjust for your time zones. And if you go to blazinglight.net, blazinglight.net, if you're not already a follower of the blog, the schedule will be there. It's the same schedule we've been using now for each of the days of meditation, and the link is the same as this link. So all very convenient, but we want to remind ourselves that for those that can be there and have to come and go a bit, you know, due to your responsibilities, please do so according to the schedule. Because just like the morning meditation now with Zoom, you have to be admitted. And I generally meditate with my eyes closed, so I won't see that you want to be admitted unless you're there at the break times. And of course, lastly on that, if you have the freedom with your device that you link in with, to once you link in, just leave it on and walk away as you need to. Of course, that would be the most convenient for you and for me, but my convenience is not on my mind. You know, you're the one that will have to kind of keep to the schedule. Hope to see you there Saturday for the world and for all of humanity. Just a minute or two on what we are doing. What we are doing is building upon the experiences of that which is innate, already present for everyone. Peace. Clarity. Openness, care, presence, and many other terms that you would add because they are your direct experience are already present. The evidence of that is our sitting time. The evidence of that is our a capacity to listen to one another, our enjoyment, whenever we have enjoyment, real enjoyment, not superficial enjoyment, you know, real deep. Whenever we experience contemplation and our mind just slips into a whole other dimension of consideration and openness, of receptivity. These things are innate. We don't have to go somewhere for them. We don't have to buy it. We don't have to work hard at any of these things that we are already experiencing. That's the evidence. That's the proof. That's the direct experience that we can grow confident in. As confident as we have, the same confidence that this ground is going to support us as we walk on. That the air that we need to breathe is going to be supplied by the open space that surrounds our head every moment of every day. That confidence, it's already there. The solidity of the earth is already there. The oxygen in the air is already there. So let's add one more idea to this. Special. Extraordinary. That's an idea. It's a fabricated idea. So if we are looking for presence to be other than, to be somehow special, to be somehow, I don't know, different than what we're all experiencing already, we're going to miss. We're going to negate. We're going to dismiss the absolute ordinariness of the profound that is within us. And that's one of the reasons it's profound. It's because it's already here and we miss it. We are already it and we miss it. As the old saying goes, our pure nature is closer than our eyelashes, but we don't see our eyelashes. So, let us understand that the ideas we have in our mind about everything, of course, are erroneous. However, and there's no exception to that. So that's really worth stepping into. That's really worth observing, and I hope that people are still observing through the day so that we get to have that space inside us, a space that's inside us that is not labeled, and the space that is in our cognitive processes just before we label, just before we ascribe and impute and prefer and dismiss and all that kind of stuff. There's a space. And it's just a space, like the space in your room. But it's in our mind. It's in our cognitive awareness processes. It's a space of awareness, actually. So, my friends, undo, let go, ideas. Some of you remember a modern kind of interpretation that I made years ago of the Gate Gate Para Gate Para Samgate Bodhisvaha Om. It was a breakthrough, divisions of mind, and you could say distinctions of mind, same. Let all come undone. Caught the edge of enlightenment, then disappear. Breakthrough divisions or distinctions of mind. Let it all come undone. Caught the edge of enlightenment, then disappear. And as we let these things come undone, as we break through our own habits of label and codification, etc., categorization, etc., looking for something to be special, as an example. We are always courting the edge of enlightenment. Enlightenment is just a word. It just means awake, aware. Are there gradations of that? Well, not to the fully enlightened person, there's not. It's only for us. There's gradations of it. And then disappear. That's a profound statement. We smile and meditate. So let us smile, embrace, absorb the entirety of our sense of structured form. And feel all the fluidity within it. It's not so dense. All the air flowing within it, the space between the molecules, even the space inside our bones and in the latticing of our bony structures. Smile with how not dense this corporeal form is. And because this corporeal form is quite fluid and dynamic, not static, solid, it's always changing. It grows from being an infant in the body of an infant. To be in the body of an elder and the changes that go on then. And just as we celebrate the changes for the infant, let us equally celebrate the changes for the elder. They're all the same perfection. as we sit. Occasionally, a thought or a sensation might arise, but it too is fluid. It rises and it flows away. And underneath all this flowing, underneath, behind, and absolutely embracing it all, is simple awareness, always open, always vast, always clear like the sky and the space right now around you. We take a long, slow, deep breath. And smile. Anyone who has entered into the profundity of the ordinary has simply entered into their own essence that already is. And it almost sounds contradictory to undo, let go. Let all come undone. Let all our thoughts, all our projections, everything, let it all come undone. So that what we can experience is essential being that already is present, unadorned, so profound, and common, ordinary, right now. It's amazing, you know, the whole process is amazing. So we'll see you Saturday. Keep being aware. Just be aware. Love you all. Create your day.